worship last week. Many leaders, many parents, they're so shocked, you know. They bring the children, bring the teenagers, go to church every Sunday, we'll be fine. But actually, I told them, it's not good enough. The world is changing. What's changing? Just go to church, not good enough. For coming 10 years, the church has a vision theme to be a missional church. Not only for adults, but also for the teenagers, for the children. Among the children, we promote an idea 4-14 movement. As the video reminds us, from age 4 to 14, it is a great opportunity. Not only outreach them, but also equip them as a missionary. Not just serving among the children, but send out children by the children to outreach to the children in this generation. And that's the key idea. So invite you to pray for this, and also, if possible, involve in this movement. Serve among the children. Equip them as a missionary. But of course, you also stand up, be equipped, and be sent out from this church as a missionary. Maybe not in Africa, not in Cambodia, but in your community, in your school, it's still a mission. You can be a witness of Jesus Christ, share the gospel. We would like to equip everyone, Cantonese, Mandarin, English, and children congregation, as a missionary. Not just go to the church on Sunday, but send out as a missionary. And that's the coming mission for 10 years. So hope that you get the message, and also be equipped and get involved. And this morning I was to talk about the missional church from Psalm 127. But I still remember Pastor Keith, before he go to Taiwan, he said that, I have a passion, may lead a team from the church to go to Cambodia next August. So, I remember last night, this morning I changed my topic, and we talk about my Cambodia experience in June. Maybe you get a picture, get some idea. Maybe God also moves your heart. We go with Pastor Kim to go to Cambodia next year to serve among the people, especially the children. In Cambodia, in the last 10 years, youth of family, they have, on average, have 10 children per family. But right now, they decrease a little bit.
The average is 6.8
children per family. There's so many children. So many children. So it's a great need for education, for outreach, and also it's a great opportunity to equip these children, become a blessing in their country. Good morning, I would like to share the message from Psalm 67. Psalm 67. Be a blessing, or double blessing. Double blessing. Everyone loves the blessing. In Cambodia, in June, I had a great experience work among the children, and also the people in a remote village, especially for the missionary and the church planter. Life really inspired me. So before I go into details, I just want to show you the map. Where is Cambodia? Cambodia just beside or between Vietnam and Thailand. It's a land that goes through so many suffering in the last 20 or 30 years. There's a huge need and many children. So I go to the remote area to serve among the missionary and also the pastor. Almost every night, we just have our dinner on the street. That kind of no setting. Not fancy restaurant. So after the meal, usually I have a walk around the community. One day I saw, there's a shop outside. It's a poster. Of course, Cambodia, just like Chinese, they love blessing from the God. And also they love money, right? They love money. Very interesting. I saw the poster, not poster. I don't know what name in English, but something like this. Put on outside the door, and they welcome the God and bring the money to their family, to their business. I saw, it is American dollar, right? But you know that it is a pair of poster outside the door. Do you know what's on the other side? Renminbi. Wow, Chinese dollar. Even they don't use, they love to have the Chinese God come to their home to bless them. Chinese dollar, USA dollar, they love money. And I have a chance to visit many family among the Cambodia village. When I go to their family, if I'm not get the information beforehand, I think they are the Chinese. Because I went to their home, I saw there's so many idols. They're written in Chinese. Actually, they don't know Chinese, they're Cambodian. But why? They keep worshipping the Chinese idol, even the restaurant or family, because they saw, you know, the Chinese, they're very smart in the business. They earn a lot of money. So all the Cambodians, they love to follow the Chinese way to earn their money. So they worship the Chinese idol so that they get the blessing from the Chinese god, the Chinese idol. Wow, so many. I'm quite impressed. They don't know, they can't read the Chinese. They still worship the idol. Everyone loves blessing. But from the Bible, we know that where's the real blessing come from? As a church, how do we pray for blessing? We love blessing. We need blessing from God. But what's the point? When they see the family or the business in Cambodia, they need blessing. They ask for blessing. But as a church, how about our mentality? And when then I open the Bible and read this scripture, the Bible invites us to ask and pray for blessing, but not for our own sake. Not for our own sake. They ask for blessing to become a blessed church, a blessed community. The scripture reminds us, you know, even start from Genesis. God loves to bless his people. Just like Genesis chapter 12, the very famous scripture, when he talked vision, God said, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and him who honor you, and I will curse. And in you, all the family of the earth will be blessed. I bless you, so be a blessing to all nations. It is starting from Genesis. And also to Israel. They're all familiar with the blessing from the high priest. From Numbers chapter 6, 22 to 27, usually they're waiting for the high priest. After they worship, they're offering their sacrifice. The high priest, they will bless the people during the festival. They will say that, 24, maybe you know, you're familiar with this scripture, and also a lot of songs come from this scripture. They said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. They waiting for the high priest to bless them. I think sometimes some people, they have the similar mentality, waiting for the Father to bless you, right? You need blessing before we go home. But this scripture, I am so impressed with this. Let's see the scripture, Psalm chapter 67, verse 1. He said, our God, be kind and bless us. And at the end of the scripture, verse 7, pray for his blessing to continue and for everyone. Wow. It's quite proactive. Not just sitting there waiting for the pastor or the high priest to bless you. Through their worship, through their prayer, they proactively ask God, bless me! Bless me! Bless us! I think, wow! One of the important messages from this scripture is we can pray and ask for blessing from God, but not for yourself. At the beginning, at the end, of the scripture talk about God give me blessing, bless me. But between the first and the last scripture, I underline the keywords. It mentioned about all nations, everyone, the nation, all nations. Verse 5, everyone. And verse 6, the earth. Wow. Psalm encourage and invite everyone, ask and pray that God will bless you, bless our church. But what's the purpose? God bless us so that we can be a blessing to all nations.
And this is the main theme of this mission. We are a blessing.
God bless us, but the key point is be a blessing to all nations.
That's the reason why we can ask blessing.
When we should ask God blessing come upon us, so be a blessing to all nations. To all the people. So that scripture, I would like to encourage you. Ask God, don't be afraid. Be proactive. Not just waiting for the pastor to bless you, but in your worship, in your devotional time, in your family worship time, God bless us so that we can be a blessing to other people. As I mentioned, I served in Cambodia for almost a whole month. I served in two remote areas. One is Ratanakiri on your right-hand side, just close to the border of Vietnam. And also I spent a lot of time on the other hand, the border of Thailand, to serve the people. They don't have church, they don't have school, they don't have gospel. When I talk about the area in Ratanakiri on your right-hand side, there's so many minority groups in this area. They don't know Jesus. So I partnership with a pastor, Pastor Boreas. He's a Cambodian pastor. He has a master's degree. He's a young kid, Joshua, 5 years old. And they think that, wow, why this family go to this remote area? No water, no electricity, no nothing. Why this family move this area? Maybe he can't find a job in other area. No. He's educated with young kids. Even the wife have an upcoming new baby at the end of this year. They have a vision. They saw there's no church in this area. So the whole family moved to this remote area to plant a church. So I go to there to work with them, serve with them, and learn from them. Pastor Boreas, they work very hard to serve and share the gospel among the people, no matter Cambodian or the minority group. And this, and also not only me, but also bring two teammates. One girl from Hong Kong, one brother from Edmonton. The brother in green shirt in Edmonton, the blue shirt, the ladies from Hong Kong. Maybe before I go into details, let me share my teammate's story. They really very, very impressed me, encouraged me. The guy dressed in green t-shirt from Edmonton, before he go to Cambodia, his wife was pregnant. Before there's no difficulty, you know, but right before he go to Cambodia, his wife was pregnant. It was twins. Wow, double pregnant. So many people, including mother-in-law, asking, hey, don't go to Cambodia. Take care of your wife. You know, wow, what a blessing from mother. Stay in Edmonton. Take care of your wife and family. And this brother, Gavin, he told me, yes. It can be the blessing of a king baby, right? But God so blessed our family. So we should go to Cambodia to bless other family and children. So he go with me for a whole month. So every day we pray together. We live in the same room, we pray together. May God bless his family, bless his king baby and wife. And so far, everything is fine. I think we need to do it by faith. Sometimes we so care about our family, children. But this brother remind me, if God so bless our family, we should step out from our comfort zone to bless other people. And the lady just stand beside me. He just graduated from university in Hong Kong. He study communication. You know, after you graduate, your classmate, wow, quite hurry and find it the best time to find a job. And she just finished an interview with a TV station. And after one interview, he go with me. He went with me to serve in Cambodia for a whole month. All of his classmates and friends laugh at him. He's so stupid, you know. Find a job first and then do the mission a few years later, right? You have to find a golden opportunity to find a job, secure a job first. But this lady, after first interview, and go to Cambodia. Every day we pray that God will do something in his life. And really, God really answered our prayer. In the highway in Cambodia, she received a long-distance call from Hong Kong. The TV station hired her as a reporter. It's really amazing. Think about the TV company call her when she's still in Cambodia, offer her a job. I think sometimes, you know, the young people really inspire me by faith. Step up on the cover song. With vision, we really learn to rely on God. When you ask God to bless you, bless your life, rest your study, your job. But think about it. What's the purpose? If God really blessed me, should I share the blessing to other people? And this is a church I serve in Ratchathani, on the very remote area in Cambodia, very close to Vietnam. And this very small church, you can see the people, so young. They're so young. And the congregation is small, same as your fellowship style, right? Not enough people, and I'm the preacher in their Sunday. Before I preach, I take a photo. You can see the building itself is small. You see, it's their worship place compared with our room, right? It's very small size. Small size with young people. Where's the hope, right? But the people really impress me. I don't know how to play guitar, but the brother, go with me, Gavin, he can play guitar. He teaches guitar every day to teach the young people to play the guitar. All the young people, they want to learn guitar so they can go to the more remote village to lead the worship among the children. Every day, we have a lunch outside. This is so hot, no air condition. You know that under the tree, we have a lunch, and the young people, behind us, it is the church building. Wow. Know what they did inside? They practice the guitar. The one, he dressed in white t-shirt, I saw him every day. He practiced the guitar 6 hours. 6 hours. I said, why are you so hard to practice the guitar? He said, it is the only chance I can learn guitar from you. And then, after you go back to Canada or other places, I need to pass it on to my teammate so that the whole team, we can serve in a remote village and serve among the children. Bless us so that we can be a blessing to other people. Send them your age. But we have a missional heart. They learn a lot because they learn a lot. Why they need to learn a lot? They know that they need to be a blessing to other people. 6 hours per day to practice the guitar. At the end, I have a time to pray with Pastor Boria, the family. I say, what's the prayer request? Usually, you know, the pastor or family in this remote area, they ask for more resources, more money, more, you know, support. But very impressive is this family, Pastor Boria, the prayer request. You know what they ask for? They ask that, Pastor Xavier, pray for me so that make the disciples, equip the disciples, the young disciples, the teenagers, the youth, so that one day I can send them out to Laos and Vietnam. Father, there's no church. Wow. No, on the left, on the right hand side is the place they worship. They said in the area, Laos and also Vietnam, close the border, there's no church. I asked God to bless our congregation, the young people, equip them, so that I can send them out to build a church in Laos and Vietnam. Wow. If you have only one prayer request and blessing from the pastor, what will you wait for? Pastor Boria, his request, prayer request, really inspire me. Not just to get a blessing, but share the blessing to other area, to the people that don't know Jesus. They don't know Jesus. Wow. I supposed to help this family, but actually, their life, their spiritual life, their vision, their passion, encourage me. And then I also spent a few weeks on the other hand, on the other side of Cambodia, close to Thailand. It's on your left hand side. It is a pilot. And this area, a lot of landmines. A lot of landmines. The scripture also reminds us what should we pay for? Not only ask God to bless us to be a blessed church. And so God, that ask God, may your will be done. On earth, there's no peace unless the people worship God and follow and do God's will. So the second point we would like to highlight is ask that God, may your will be done. We are not going to build a big church, but Lord God, may your will be done among us. In the scripture, Psalm 67, this is a prayer. Ask God, not about me. It's about ask God to help the people follow you and then ask God to using your power, because only you, in verse 4, is the key verse in this scripture. Because only you just fairly and guide all nations. And only everyone follow your step, follow your leadership, lordship. Otherwise, there's no peace on earth. Hope that everyone can worship God. And this is the prayer expressing this scripture. When you ask for God's blessing, you ask for God. It's not about me. It's not about me. May your will be done. People not just join this church. We pray that God lead the people to follow you. Follow you. It's not about me. Only people worship you and follow you. Otherwise, there's no peace on earth. As I mentioned, when I also spent a few in Thailand, on your left-hand side, very close to Thailand, only 15 kilometers, you will reach Thailand. Sometimes elephants come to the village and grab all the bananas, it's funny. But I served with a group of teenagers, a church sent a team to work with me. This church had 1,800 people in the church, but no short-term mission team. So they said, maybe they can go with you. So I grabbed six youth, all of them are 19 years old. It's the first time to go to short-term mission, the first time to go to Cambodia to work with me. So we serve among the children. They one of the sport, the mission organization, to assign us to serve. It is a primary school. There's so many children. So we teach Bible story and sing a song and also craft and play the game with the children, share the gospel and do visitation among the village. And that's the school. Before, there's no school. And it is a group of Hong Kong students. They know that this village, they're poor and no school. They collect some money to buy land and build a school for the children in this village. The land's only cost $3,000. So, but after the primary school, there's still no future. So this time, on behalf of the mission organization, I buy the land just beside this school to build a high school for the village. So that the children, they have a chance to have educated to a better future. And of course, we also build a church for the whole village. But mind you, it is school. Behind the school, it's a mountain. Last year, there was a fire in the mountain. Within 1 hour, 40 landmines was exposed. So in areas, all of them are a landmine. There are 2 million landmines is still underground. So there's no hope, no future for the village, for the children. So we build a church, we build a school, and share the gospel among them. There are two scenes when I do the debrief with the 19 years old my teammate. There are two scenes, this thing is unforgettable. The first one is leaving Bible study. During the daytime, all the children, they have the school time. So in the evening, we offer that. If you like, we have a Bible study in the evening. People, young children, walk to the school, have Bible study with us. But you know that there's no power, no water. They light the candle to Bible study with us. Of course, we give away our flashlight and everything. Wow. They study the Bible without electricity. And more important, I live in a small town and ask the driver to give me a ride to the school, this remote school, to have a Bible study. The driver drove very fast. I said, why in the morning and night time, there's so different speed, why you drive so fast? He said, wow, there's a people in this area, they will stop your car and kill the people and grab the money. And also in this area, there's so many guys, they grab the children, they steal their organ and for sale. So children, they take risks to walk to the school, the Bible study with us. So I take a picture, remind us. Even we have Bible, iPod, iPhone, everything. But do we have a heart to learn the Word of God? The Word of God. These children, they don't have Bible. They don't have candle. But they have a heart to learn the Word of God. Even in a very, very, very tough situation. And the second picture I would like to show you is I asked all my teammates to taste it. It is a deep fire spider, palm size, very large. I eat two of them and share with my teammates. I said, everyone need to eat the pieces, okay? To taste it. You know, during the 1975 to 1979, 4 years, 25% of the population in Cambodia was killed. Very tough time. People do not have food, so they need to eat the spider to survive. So I buy some spider, share with my teammate. I got bless them and then share the Holy Communion and then share the spider, okay? And then taste it. Imagine how tough for the people when they go through all the stuff. Actually, it tastes really good. Maybe next time ask Pastor Keith to buy some, you know, and bring back to you to share in the fellowship or something like that. It tastes really good, you know, quite crispy. But don't look at the details, but just taste it. And then, wow, amazing, I tell you. And then I go to some museum and the picture. And also, the wheel, all the wheels, you know, all the skeleton bones to the people to say that. Think about the suffering in this country. There's no hope. There's so many hurt among the people. Only the gospel can heal the people. Right now, everyone knows they hurry to study, earn money, but only, I tell you, only the gospel, only Jesus can heal the people. But think about it, within 4 years, 25% of the population was killed. Think about the suffering family to the whole country. I think they need gospel. Who will go? Who will go and share and serve among them? And also go to a killing field, go through all the terrible picture and video, and also have a chance to have a haircut with a old man in the capital city, Pompeii, so he can speak Cantonese, so I can, you know, talk with him during his service. This young man, this old man, 80 years old, when the political situation go worse, he go to Vietnam. And when he come back, all his parents, wife, children was killed. So only him was alive. And he's alone. And it's a very typical example of Cambodia. Your family members, children, wife, parents, all killed. Alone. So I share the gospel with him. There's so many people just like him. They need someone. Go and pray with him. And also visit some remote village. This is one of the family. The man go to the city to find a job. This is in a remote village. It's really hard to find a job. Very poor. No water, no electricity, no power. So the man go to the city to find a job. But afterward, he grabbed, usually many men, to grab another wife. To another family in the city and don't come back to the village. So only the old man, the wife, the children left behind. So serve with the church to help the poor family. The family without man. No income. And many of them have six children. I bring some clothes and resources to the family.
So many family tragedies. No.
Suffering. One time I preached in a local church, Cambodian church. At the end of the service, one man, a Cambodian, of course, he stepped out and said, "Pastor, can you pray for me?" He said, "Oh, of course I can. How about, may I share, would you share your prayer request?" So that is the man on the left-hand side. It is the Cambodian. He shared his prayer request. And the brother on the right hand side, he helped me to translate the language into English so I can understand. So the man on the left hand side, he was addicted by the alcohol and steal a lot of things and then put in jail for many years. So right now he became a Christian. He was uneducated, nothing, no money, uneducated, no family members. So I asked, what's your prayer request? In my mind, I think that he may ask for resources, actually. Actually, I'm wrong. He only has one prayer request. He said that, I waste a lot of time, I waste my life for many years. I have only one prayer request, Pastor. I want God to help me so that I can read the Bible by myself. I can read the Bible by myself. It's only one prayer request. Wow. If we have one prayer request just like him, what do you ask the pastor to pray for? I want to read the Bible, but I don't know. I don't know how to read. God, help me to read the Bible by myself. I only have one prayer request. Wow. And then I go to Pampai, the capital city. I have a chance to share the gospel in the jail to a prisoner. There are 22 sit in front of me. So I share the gospel, of course they are Cambodian, I can't speak in the language. Come on. So I asked one of the prisoner to translate my English into a Cambodian Khmer so they can understand. So during the preaching time, I saw my translator, he's a brother. Why is he so exciting and so joyful and translate the message? His English is so good. And after the message, I said, oh, wow, why do you go to? He said, I'm for political reason, I need to stay in here for 20 years. I already stay here for 11 years, and then 9 years. But thank you, Lord. I accept Jesus Christ here, and thank you, Lord, I can share the gospel to all the prisoners every week. Wow. I don't think he's joking, because I'm going out. He still stay for another 9 years. He said, thank you, Lord, I can share the gospel to people in the jail. And thank you, Lord, I know Jesus Christ in here. Wow. Bless me so that I can be a blessing to the people. If you have a gospel, give them vision. Give them vision heart. It helps you to see different perspective in a situation, even in a tough situation. To him, another 9 years in the jail, he said, thank you, Lord, I have a chance to share the gospel to all the people who are a sinner without hope. Outside the prison, outside the jail, it's hard to share the gospel with them. But right now, every week, I can share the gospel with them. Wow. Bless us so that we can be a blessing to other people. At the end, I have a chance to attend a Cambodian university fellowship. So after fellowship, they invite me, hey, how about have a dinner with us? I say, oh, of course, to try the Cambodian food. They cook by themselves. Okay. Wow, according to the culture, everyone just sit on the floor, have their lunch, dinner, whatever. Okay, there's no table, no chair. So I sit with them and say, wow, it is what a golden opportunity. You can go to university, yeah, with a great hope and future, right? They all agree with that. They also have a great hope about church. They believe the church and Christian and be a blessing to the whole country. They say, great, you have a great vision and passion to share the gospel among your people. May I ask a question? When did you do the devotional every day? Because the 5-19 years old youth, they go with me every day with a devotional time at 6:49 every day. They say, oh, Pastor Xavier, oh, come on, it's too early, right? Well, come on, we need to worship God first before we're doing ministry. So 6:49, all of the people from Hong Kong, they have a lot of struggle, you know. But I talk to a Cambodian, also a student, and ask, I know you have a great vision for your country. You have passion and burden to share the gospel. When did you do the devotional time every day? they told us every day without the persecution from Pastor Xavier, 5:45 every day. The whole group, they worship and do devotional together. 5:45 every day. Because they know that if they want to become a blessing to the whole country, they need to receive the power and blessing from God first. So every 5:45, they worship and do devotional together. They need the blessing from God so that they become a blessing to other people. So brothers and sisters, double blessing. Ask God to bless you, bless your family, bless your church, so that we can be a blessing to other people. We are not ashamed to ask for blessing, but don't forget the goal and purpose. Be a blessing to other people, to all nations. And this is the key message of mission. So, when we talk about the missional church, hope that you can start to change your attitude, mind, get ready. God, bless me, equip me, send me out from this church. Be a blessing to other people. If you don't have the chance to go to Cambodia, Africa, that's okay. No, no, no. In your school, Jesus can use every one of you. Be a missionary in town. How about we have a closing prayer at the end? Lord, there's so many faithful servants among the world. Even under tough situations, they're still faithful. They still share the gospel to all the people who don't have hope. Lord, right now we have a very great opportunity and resource in Vancouver. Lord, equip us, open our spiritual eyes, see the blessing from you, ask the blessing from you, and also move our hearts to step out from your comfort zone. In our community, in Cambodia, in Africa, there's a great need. Especially this morning, we also saw the window, about 4:14 window. 4:14 window. We understand just go to church is not good enough. Lord, help us be the church. Be the church. Leave out your message and mission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.